Okay, good evening, everyone. So last night we discussed the idea that Friday night Kiddush could be recited over challah, over bread, if one does not have the option of using wine or grape juice. Use the challah. Now, I just want to mention that there's one situation where that's not possible. It wouldn't be on a Friday night, but it would be on a Motzai Shabbos, which is Yom Tov. If Yom Tov falls out, Motzai Shabbos Sunday, and so then we at Kiddush, the Kiddush for Yom Tov, you also have to say Havdalah. You make we recite Havdalah together over one kos of wine. And there, since Havdalah can never be made over bread, so in that situation, since the Kiddush and the Havdalah are said together, so there's no option of using bread for the Kiddush either, because it's one thing, and it can't be done, and Havdalah is not valid over bread. Now I also mentioned that Shabbos morning, using bread is not a viable option, except if your mamish have nothing, and we're going to speak in a minute about what the other options are, but if you have none of the other options, you have no wine or grape juice or any other suitable beverage, then basically, okay, so you just make hamotzi, so say some psukim and then wash and say hamotzi over the bread. So whatever it does, meaning if you don't have, if a person that doesn't have anything to make kiddush on is allowed to eat, you don't have to fast, and you're not supposed to fast on Shabbos. So if you can't make kiddush, you eat anyway. Especially Shabbos morning Kiddush, which is a Rabbanan, according to all. So if you can't, you won't be able to make Kiddush. You know, you have no anticipation of getting wine or anything else suitable later. Then you say, eat anyway. So then you would make the Kiddush over the bread for whatever it may be worth. Now, but what should you do if you have no wine or grape juice and it's Shabbos morning? What is the next best thing? So that's where the idea of chamar medina comes in. Chamar medina means a beverage that is respected or highly regarded where you live. In that medina, chamar means chamar is a lesson of a beverage medina of that nationality, that country. Now there is a shaila in Rishonim how to define chamar medina, meaning there are those that say chamar medina doesn't exist by definition except in a country where there is no wine. If you live, let's say, United States, where there is wine available, even though you don't have wine available, but there's no such thing as chamar medina. The only chamar medina is wine. But other Rishonim learn differently, and we do rely at times on using chamar medina in place of wine. So, so what would be chamar medina? Well, then it becomes a very big shaila. What qualifies as chamar medina? Perhaps beer, perhaps even hot coffee. Hot coffee is is a drink that in this country is intense. If you come visit you, well, very often possibly, you know, we'd offer them a cup of coffee, and during the week, let's say, we'd offer them a cup of hot coffee, not necessarily because they're thirsty, but that's the way of being mechabed a guest. Would you like a cup of coffee? Somebody walks into a business office or something. It's not unusual that they come in for a meeting or something, and they're asked, would you like a cup of coffee? It's a fairly commonly done thing. So hot coffee is considered chamar medina, and maybe even cold coffee, you know, iced coffee, not cold coffee, meaning not coffee that cooled off when it shouldn't have, but coffee that is intentionally made cold over ice. Arguably, that's also chamar medina. then there are other opinions that some say even various types of juice, other than grape juice, are also chamar medina. It's questionable how to define chamar medina. So chamar medina is not recommended whenever you have the option of using wine or grape juice. And this is, I would let me mention at this point, this is all the more so when it comes to Havdalah, because Havdalah, you're making, Havdalah al Hakos, which we do after Shabbos, has to be al Hakos. And it has to be something that qualifies as a proper kos, a proper beverage for Havdalah. And if it's not, then the Havdalah is a bracha l'vatala. When it comes to Shabbos morning Kiddush, if you did it over something which is not really, at the end of the day, is not really Chamar Medina, so at least you didn't make a bracha l'vatala. Let's say you took, let's just take an extreme. You took a cup of tap water and you made Kiddush. And you started the meal with a bracha shakol ni'ebed varo. You said, and then you said, and you drank a cup of tap water. So you weren't Yotzei Kiddush, but at least you didn't say a bracha l'vatala. You took a cup of water. But a havdalah, you bracha on the beverage, and then there's the samim and esh, and then there's the havdalah bracha. So you're making the bracha of havdalah over a cup of beverage, which has to qualify. And if it doesn't qualify, then the havdalah bracha is a bracha l'vatala. The whole bracha you made, I'm out of the kodesh l'chol v'ino l'choshe. Because you didn't have a beverage in front of you that qualifies for Havdalah al-Kos. So by Havdalah, it's very much not recommended. Now, Havdalah, I'm mentioning this especially because I think Havdalah is the time that people have the greatest, I'll use the word Yetzirah, to use Chamar Medina, because you know, it's just the whole Shabbos, and there are certainly people that don't have grape juice, only wine. They're not so interested in another cup of wine very often, and maybe even grape juice. They're like, okay, Shabbos, I had my share for the week. I had my fill for the week of wine and grape juice. And it's Motzai Shabbos, they'd rather just fill a cup or something. And it's not so simple. I would not recommend at all doing that. If you have the opportunity to make it over wine or grape juice, then, you know, just bite the bullet and do it. It's one more cup of wine. It doesn't have to be that much. You're drinking one more cup of wine or grape juice is not going to do anything horrific to the healthy person who has, you know, who has no problem with their sugar, etc. And so that's why I tell people, even if you don't have it in the house, so go to a neighbor. It's Motzei Shabbos. You could walk, you could drive, you go to a neighbor's house. The neighbor doesn't have, so you run over to the store. If the Jewish store is not open, but the Publix will be open, and they'll sell, I imagine they sell Kedem grape juice or another brand of kosher grape juice. So you most likely will be able to find, let's say Shabbos, you go run to the store, make a phone call to a neighbor, you'll be able to find what you need. So don't use the Snapple or the beer or anything else. It's just not kedai. Okay, but getting back to Shabbos morning, you have nothing, and let's say you can't borrow from a neighbor, or whatever it is. So then you do Chamar Medina. If you don't drink beer, so take a cup of hot coffee. I think it was coffee. You have to drink the mention shares about 1 ounce. You have to drink it down in basically two swallows, one or two swallows, and so. So you're burning, won't be able, but you can't make it too cold or it loses its status of Chamar Medina. So you have to do it right. But that's what you would do if you don't have wine or grape juice and you can't access wine or grape juice. And now you might be thinking or say Sidish on schnapps and whiskey. And haven't I seen that people will take just like a small shot glass, a whiskey glass, which holds maybe half an ounce? I don't know, but certainly not a revius. We mentioned that the kos for Kiddush has to hold a revius. Revius is, I said, for Shabbos morning, at least around 3 ounces. I recommended 3.3 ounces. But don't people use a little schnapps glass, which holds maybe a half an ounce or whatever it holds? Oh, 1 ounce, half an ounce, not very much, not a revius. And they drink that, and they're that's their Kiddush. So what's that all about? So what I would tell you is there is an opinion that since the schnapps is typically drunk in small amount, nobody drinks, not nobody, but typically they don't be drinking a large amount. They certainly won't fill a cup with a few ounces of schnapps. They take that's why there's such a thing as a shot glass or a whiskey glass, because that's what people like to drink whiskey in. Take a shot here, a shot there, and not a large amount. So there's an opinion that gets chashivus. The whole idea of having a shir, having a revius, because it's a level of chash, of, you know, just a degree of importance or status, stature. So by schnapps, a little bit, and if you come, I mean, it's really if you're a married woman, it's your husband's decision. But what I tell people is, like, if you come from a family, a Hasidic family, where this is the minug, and this is what your father and grandfather and great-grandfather did, and this is the minug that's been passed down your family. Okay, so I'm not going to tell you that don't think it's, you know, the deal. At least this such a minug exists. And as I said, if you come from that background, okay. But if you don't, then it's not a minug to adapt. If you don't come from such a background, you shouldn't be doing it that way. And also, you shouldn't be Yotzi that way. Meaning, if you're at a kiddush somewhere, that's somebody, you know, you came into a kiddush in the middle, and you're looking around, there's a man about to make kiddush, and that's what he's doing. He's filled a shot glass with whiskey. He's gonna make kiddush on the. Then don't be Yotzi that way. Don't listen or whatever. Don't join yourself, or wait till you get home if necessary. I would not advise a person to make kiddush that way, or even to be rely on kiddush done that way, unless that is their family messiah, you know, for generations, that they do it that way, because it's highly questionable. And so, if you have the minig, you have the minig. But if there is a basis for it, but it's not, as I said, like, I think I made my point. Okay, so basically, the bottom line is, Shabbos morning, if you don't have wine or grape juice, and you can't get it, so would you have coffee or use beer? Or if a person on a regular basis can't drink grape juice, and they want to know, how do I make kiddush? Let's say a person is a diabetic or other, you know, blood sugar issues, then they would ask. I mean, you could use coffee, that you could do, but if you don't drink coffee, whatever, you want to know what to do on a regular basis, so you'd ask a shout out to your Rav, what's the best idea for you to make kiddush on Shabbos morning. Okay, thank you very much. Have a good evening, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay.